This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. The government shutdown will likely last until at least Friday when the Senate reconvenes to consider once again passing stopgap funding bills. Republicans support a short-term measure to fund the government at current levels through November 21st, but Democrats blocked it, wanting to reverse Medicaid cuts in President Trump's One Big Beautiful Bill. House Republican Conference Chair Lisa McClain.
I think as soon as the Democrats begin to get some pressure and feel that heat, I think that they are actually going to come around to, hey, it is a clean CR. Let's do the right thing and fund the government.
Lisa Cook keeps her job for now. The Supreme Court Wednesday declining to act on the Trump administration's effort to immediately remove her as a Federal Reserve governor. The High Court will hear the case in January. A suspected gas explosion is being blamed for the partial collapse of a 20-story public housing tower in the Bronx in New York. No injuries were reported. This is ABC News. There'll no longer be a Starbucks in every corner in the Big Apple.
Residents and tourists in New York City may have to walk a few more blocks to get that pumpkin spice latte or other favorite Starbucks beverage. The Seattle-based company reviewed locations nationwide and in a cost-saving measure is shrinking its footprint across the Big Apple, shuttering underperforming stores. Nearly three dozen Starbucks locations will close across New York City immediately. The company says it will work to relocate as many employees as it can or aim to offer severance pay. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
An Idaho judge is blocking the release of some graphic photos taken by investigators after Brian Koberger killed four University of Idaho students in 2022. It's fun to get lost. That's the mantra of Taylor Cooley, whose family owns Cool Patch Pumpkins in Northern California, home to a 40-acre corn maze that takes 45 minutes to complete. The maze even features five bridges that rise above the stalks. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Hey there, Wisconsin. Tom Hartman here. Democracy is not a spectator sport, so join me each and every weekday right here on Civic Media for the Tom Hartman program from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Covering the news of the day and sharing ways for you to get off the sidelines and get active in your community, because change starts with you. Get involved and tune in to the Tom Hartman program Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on your local Civic Media radio station.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
That's what we were taught, service before self.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
You're listening to 1490 WLCX, La Crosse's home for the Tom Allball Show, weekday afternoons from 2 to 4.
The Brewers warming up. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. The Brewers worked out at AmFam Field as they wait to find out who they'll play Saturday. The Cubs beat the Padres 3-1 in game one of their best-of-three-game wildcard series. Brewers catcher William Contreras had another MRI on his left hand that's bothered him all season, manager Pat Murphy.
You're not going to be able to keep William out no matter what the analysis is of that injury. He's going to play.
NFL, Matt LaFleur on what went wrong in the final minute in overtime that led to the Packers settling for a tie with the Cowboys.
When we're not in two-minute mode and then you jump into two-minute mode, everybody on the field has to know that. And we were operating more of our, you know, no huddle tempo, which isn't warp speed. It's a bad look, quite honestly. And it's just the communication and process have got to be cleaned up, because we can't allow that ever to happen again.
That's Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
1490 WLCX. Real news and great conversation for La Crosse and home for the Tom Allball Show. Monday through Friday from 2 to 4.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plentiful clouds of the overnight, light east winds. We'll wake up to temperatures in the mid and upper 50s. Sunshine returning Thursday, and highs will warm into the mid 80s by late afternoon. By Friday, abundant sunshine, temperatures even warmer, reaching the upper 80s. It's 69 at our studios.
Todd Alba.
Hey everybody, join us next time as we continue from On Location in Shawnee, Wisconsin. We'll continue to follow the government shutdown, and when entertainment and politics cross over, Who do you hold accountable? Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Derek Van Orden over on our Facebook page jumped into our comment section. Derek Van Orden can get as snooty as he wants with reporters. He can get as confrontational in comment sections. He can use all the cuss words that he wants. And he said 18 U.S. Code subsection 2331. Look it up. Well, we did. It doesn't cover social media posts that make a congressman get his fees all hurt.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
This is the Talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
On location, it's the Todd Alba Show. Pursuing truth wherever it may lead. Here's your host, Todd Alba.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. Todd Alba along Mr. Aaron Zommers, our producer and engineer. It is Wednesday, October 1st, 2025. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite, and it is
Hump Day.
Look at that. The camel got in the back of the truck and made it all the way up here to beautiful Shawano County. We are live on location today here in Shawano. It is a beautiful fall afternoon here, temperatures in the upper 70s, mostly a little bit of overcast skies, I guess, right now. We're on location on our end. We had our pre-recorded show yesterday. Dad had a little oral surgery. All is well, but up here for a couple of days helping out my stepbrother, my stepmom, helping Dad recoup. And he's sitting right off stage in the wings right now in his chair as our on-site director. So that's a lot of fun. And we thought, well, why not come outside and back the old world headquarters on the at the intersection of State and Fairchild, Mr. Aaron Zommers. Zommers, how are things back home?
It's going well here. Nothing too crazy. You know, it's right. As always, it's a little weird having all the lights and everything off in the studio ahead of me, but.
Well, I only wish you were here, because if you've never been to Shawano County, it's a beautiful part of the state, about a half an hour drive now with the Highway 29 just west of Green Bay. So it's a beautiful, lots of lake, of course, during the season, as they say. Lots of the population goes up by several thousand for people recreating on the lake here in Shawano County. But we'll talk a little bit more about that a little bit later. Also, hour number two. Representative Ahmad Rivera-Wagner is going to be along. Of course, he represents parts of the Green Bay area, not too far from here, as we mentioned. He's addressing, they're going to be talking about something. Doesn't matter whether you're in Shawano or Lake Wissota or River Falls or Richland Center, anywhere, Milwaukee. It seems like housing is on everybody's mind right now, the shortage thereof. And here's a guy, and this is one of the many reasons I think a lot of Representative Rivera-Wagner, here's a guy who doesn't just come out and witch and moan. He brings a solution. He has some legislation to address the housing shortage in Wisconsin, so he'll be here at 3:35 to discuss that. Our what's worse today, overhead lighting or lamps? We'll discuss that. And our green and gold text to win trivia contest, or not text to win contest. Be so glad this week is over. Coming up in hour two, so stay tuned to win fabulous cash and prizes if the price is right. But first, per our Wednesdays, every Wednesday, joining us from beautiful Lake Wissota, where I'm sure it's a beautiful fall day as well. He is the host of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow every morning from 6 until 9 a.m., Mr. Patrick Jerome Kreitlow, and joining us from the Tony suburbs of our nation's capital, the senior advisor to the Lincoln Project, Mr. Trygve Olson. Gentlemen, how are you?
Hey, Trygve. Trygve, look at this guy. Look at Todd. Look at the screen there. He's sitting in a beautiful backyard with some pumpkins. Yeah. I mean, yeah. it's set up. And then there's a full table, laptop. He's got the full radio gear there. Mm. You realize what you're seeing right there? You're seeing my future. When I go around the bend, they're just going to put me in the backyard and tell me that I'm doing a radio show. And I'm just going to talk to the trees and the birds. And I feel like we're looking ahead a few years at, you know, what this looks like. Todd will be one of my guests. We'll just sit there in the backyard and we'll talk out loud.
We're not really here. He's just imagining all of this. It's a simulation inside the Matrix.
I'll look forward. This is funny you bring that up, you guys, because this is serious. The British primatologist, anthropologist Jane Goodall, unfortunately passed away, but she lived a full life to 91 years old.
Where did Todd go?
Well, there you go. I told
See?
You.
You
the
know
Matrix
what?
Has hit a glitch, Pat. Now it's just you and me, baby.
It could be, unless Mr. Zommers jumps in here. And
don't ask me to talk about Jane Goodall. I don't know who that is. Wasn't she on NFL Today in the 70s or something?
No. That's Jane. Oh, look, Todd's back.
That was hilarious. I don't know
with Brent Musburger. I think so.
That was somebody else. Jane Kennedy, who was on there.
Oh, yeah. Jane Kennedy.
I sometimes get Jane Goodall mixed up with Dianne Fossey, the activist who was murdered. She worked with apes, whereas Jane Goodall worked with chimpanzees. And I sometimes get Dianne Fossey mixed up with Bob Fossey, the choreographer.
I kind of feel like Dianne Fossey. I work with apes, too.
Well, at least Todd gave us jazz hands on cue there. So, Todd, would you like to take your show back?
Yeah, I don't know. We're on the satellite. Everything's fine. Elon shut it down for a second, but thank you. Always appreciate it. Yeah. All right, boys. Well, anyway, we're off to a flying start here on a Wednesday. Want to get into a little bit what's happening out in D.C. Let's set the table, then we'll get Pat and Trevi's comments on that. The federal government shut down this morning because Donald Trump and congressional leaders have not passed a bill to fund the government for another 7 weeks. Democrats are seeking a compromise that would save health insurance for millions of Americans. Republicans, of course, refusing to compromise. For years, Republicans have been dedicated to destroying Obamacare, also known as the Affordable Care Act, or ACA. Republicans' recent One Big Bill cut off subsidies that make ACA health insurance plans affordable for millions of U.S. citizens. And that is, in a nutshell, why the government is shutting down. Pat Kreitlow, Trevi Olson. Pat, first you, initial thoughts on where we're at right now, federal government-wise.
Well, first, in something that you probably wouldn't expect from me, I'm going to say something to mildly correct the record in favor of the Republican point of view on here.
All right.
They are not taking away the enhanced tax benefits under the Affordable Care Act. They are letting them expire. That was a four-year extension, I believe, that was put up during the Biden administration. A lot of folks figured that in 4 years, we'd see how important they are and then want to renew them. Republicans are refusing to renew them. That's what's going to lead to huge price hikes for everybody on the exchanges. And frankly, it'll trickle down to everybody else. So while they're not cutting it, they're certainly not seeing the benefit of it. And their constituents are going to give them an earful about that and about the cuts to Medicaid. I'll say again, Republicans don't have the votes to pass something on their own. They can't agree amongst themselves. They're dysfunctional. They need Democratic votes. And so the easiest thing for them to do would be to say, you know what, we will go back and extend those Affordable Care Act tax benefits for a year or 2 years and then just be done with it. But they don't want to do it.
Important correction. I appreciate that, Pat. Trigvi, how about it? You're a guy who worked for people like John McCain, knew how to get things through Capitol Hill out there in D.C. To Pat's point, did Democrats mess up on the messaging? Are Republicans doing any better? First, on the Democratic side, would it have been better for Democrats to just say, okay, we'll give you a continuing resolution for now for another month or two, but this is it, and we're not going to pass anything else unless these tax benefits for health care are extended beyond the end of the calendar year. And if you have a bad Christmas, it's Trump who's the Grinch, not us. And on the Republican side, why are they making this about a flat out lie? They're trying to say that they're holding this up because they don't want, quote unquote, illegals, i.e. undocumented persons, to receive health care benefits when it is the law currently that they cannot. What's up with the messaging on this and the strategy out in the nation's capital?
Well, I mean, I think it's pretty clear both sides are trying to pander and position with their base, and the middle is sort of stuck with no government functioning at the moment. I think it's more of an indictment on where both sides are and how afraid, well, I guess on the Republican side, they're owned by their base, the mega base. But on the left, you know, Schumer stepped in last time with the continuing resolution. I think the far left, you know, he probably drew himself a primary challenge from AOC. I just think, I mean, again, it gets to how dysfunctional we've become as a nation, that, you know, there's no budget, there's no, you know, there's constantly continuing resolutions. Let's keep the government open for seven more weeks, you know. It's just
there's an important part of the timing, though, that I want to make sure is inserted there when people go, well, Democrats, you know, they went for the continuing resolution in March. Why don't they just do it again? There's something happened in between March and now. And that was the big bloated boondoggle that makes $1 trillion in cuts to Medicaid. So when Todd, when you ask, well, why don't Democrats just say, OK, we'll do another continuing resolution and we'll work this out in a month or two. There is no trust that Republicans will take it up. They won't. And B, you got to do this now because the open enrollment period begins around November 1st. And nobody knows if there's going to be these big hikes or not. So this is the time to force the issue and to make it happen. And so as long as Republicans want to continue to try to both sides this rather than, you know, take ownership of the cuts, the healthcare cuts that they've made, this is going to go on for a while.
Yeah, I
Pat,
think so.
That's
too.
The first that you're the first person, the first place anywhere that I've heard what you just said about the open enrollment period, which, you know, I've been trying to follow all this last 40 hours. You're 100% right. I never thought of that, and I haven't heard it anywhere else. So why is it the Democrats don't get up in front and say just exactly what you said? That's the most salient point out there.
Trigvy, I don't know. Help us.
Because a lot of the Democrats aren't like Pat. I don't know.
Ooh, okay.
Certainly the ones in Congress. Mm-hmm. There you go. I know how we could change that, Pat. There's an open seat somewhere near you.
Yes, which we
might even be yours.
I will again take credit that this morning on Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, powered by Up North News, Fred Clark made his announcement, the former assembly rep, that he is running for Congress in the 7th Congressional District. So breaking a little news over here on Civic Media.
I appreciate you bringing that up, Pat. I
you want to break some news here on Abba show, Pat?
No. Sure? Todd, you were saying.
No, I was just going to say, I got to know former Representative Clark when he was in the legislature, when my former boss, Dale Schultz, was in the legislature. Really great guy. Really great person. Mm-hmm. And is someone who cares about the stewardship of conservation in this state, understands forestry better than, you know, as well as anyone else. And I think, you know, as much as I'd love to see Pat run, I think that Fred Clark is a great candidate.
I think he's going to be a very good candidate on the Democratic side. We'll see if it's Mary Felskowski, or I know there's a couple of other people that have announced as well. So there's plenty of time between now and August. But I was very happy to see Fred Clark run. For folks that don't know and go, wait, wasn't he represented the Baraboo area? Yes, he did for a time, but then now he's relocated up to the Ashland Bayfield area. He's been there for a number of years now and is running in the 7th District. So that's a nice development there. Because again, if it means one less person like a Tom Tiffany who will have absolutely no oversight of the president, no guardrails, nothing like that, then yeah, let's put that seat in some different hands.
Absolutely, and congrats on Pat for breaking that news, and what a get up there. That's why you got to listen, get up in the morning, and listen to your morning to Pat Kreitlow every morning from 6 until 9. We're going to come back and talk more with the aforementioned Mr. Kreitlow and also Trigvi Olsen from Washington, D.C., going to talk about what's next in the Wisconsin governor's race. Why is it that people decide to get in even when they're hypocrites? Do they think it's not going to be outed in this day and age? We'll ask that to Pat Kreitlow and Trigvi Olsen and more. Don't go anywhere. We're live from Shawnee, Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, Lacrosse's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Actor, writer, and my son, Joe Schwabba. Do you have a favorite one-hit wonder song, Joe?
I don't know. That's not great radio.
30
I'm
seconds.
Giving you right now. But,
what about What Does the Fox Say? We grew up kind of in the same era, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, what is the Fox Say? Or Gundam Style?
Oh, those are terrible.
That's songs. Another one. Oh, whatever.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
He joins us every Friday at this time for some recombobulation. He is also Civic Media's political editor. Dan Schaefer is here.
Tom Tiffany has made it official. He is running for governor. I think he is a Trump endorsement and a strong fundraising quarter away from clearing the field.
Well, but Tony Weed has endorsed him, which is like being Trump adjacent.
It's like the transitive property of endorsements.
Yes.
The 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon, only just sad.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Drivers, Austin Cindric here. As a NASCAR Cup Series driver of the number 2 Discount Tire Ford Mustang, there's a few rules of the road I like to tell my family and friends. Tire pressure is critical to safety because underinflated tires are more likely to fail. Plus, properly inflated tires will give you better gas mileage. Make sure to check your tire pressure at least once a month or stop by a local tire retailer for an air check.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
Teachers are diverse, skilled leaders, innovating to prepare students for our fast-changing world. Teaching shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org, supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
You're listening to 1490 WLCX, Lacrosse's home for the Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Run, Pat, run. Run, Pat, run. Run, Pat, run. Troy from Mount Horeb.
Welcome back to the Town Hall Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Zahmer is playing a message off of the old phone line. That's right. You can call and leave messages now to us on the Civic Media app. Download it on your Apple or Android device. We are here live on location in beautiful Shawnee, Wisconsin, joining us as per usual on a Wednesday from our nation's capital. Trigvi Olsen, senior advisor to the Lincoln Project, and from beautiful Lake Wissota, where it's equally as nice an autumn day. Mr. Pat Kreitlow, you can hear him every morning from 6 until 9 across select stations on the Civic Media Radio Network. And as David Letterman likes to say, I hope one of your stations has been selected.
It's very easy on this app to leave a voice note. You hit the voice note thing. You just got to tap it and go. Let's see. Oh, you have to let it use the thing. No, Troy, no. No, Troy, no. No, Troy, no. There we go. Okay. All right.
Yeah, normally we just get crank calls for our show on the app. Let's turn to the governor's race, gentlemen.
Troy, no. No, Troy, no. Well,
look at that. It came through immediately.
Wow. Came through immediately. All right. Very good.
Anyway, yeah.
Yeah, let's go to the governor's race, guys, of the state of Wisconsin. Changes, Bill Berrien, Republican, dropped out last week after the reporting of Dan Bice in the Journal Sentinel, which found out, and look, I've said this before, whatever people want to do in their private lives, as long as it's legal and consensual, hey, that live and let live, baby. But the problem is, and it always seems to happen more likely on the Republican side, when you get these guys that want to run to the right on family values like Bill Berrien, and then it turns out he's participating, in this case, some very adult content following transgender porn stars and this sort of thing on social media platforms. And so he decides to get out. You have Tom Tiffany of the 7th Congressional District, who is now in. It's essentially a two-person race between Tiffany and Josh Shulman on the Republican side. And then on the Democratic side, you have former WEDIC secretary, director, whatever they call her these days, Missy Hughes in. And when Luke Mathers told me about this, the first thing I said was, who? Because I didn't, that's the problem I have with some of the people in this administration, in the Evers administration, they don't sell themselves enough. And I forgot who she was, but she seems like a strong candidate. Trigg, me first to you. What's up, particularly on people from our former party thinking they can run as hypocrites and not get outed?
I don't know that it has anything to do with political identification, although there's lots of hypocrites certainly within that world, because that's what happens when you have to pay, you know, fidelity to somebody who's got a different set of values probably than you do, but you need to go along. I just think it's human nature, right? Like, I mean, cognitive dissonance is a real thing, Todd. I don't know if you figured that out, but it's a real thing. And I just think, I also think, you know, in some of these cases, you get people who haven't run for office and they don't understand that we live in an age where anything you've done is likely to come out. And particularly the younger you are, because you've lived your life with people walking around with cameras in their pockets.
Yeah. No, very true. Pat, on the Democratic side, look, I think the bona fides, as they say, her resume, Missy Hughes, very qualified, and I thought she came out with a strong video. We played the first minute of it a couple days ago, like we did for everybody else who's come out. But again, I just think Democrats, particularly Evers administration, they don't sell themselves enough.
Well, and that's exactly why she's starting as early as she does. She has until August of next year to try to make voters in the Democratic primary see her as, you know, the choice that will understand how to create jobs, is not a politician, you know, as you know, in politics as usual. Maybe people are looking for somebody who's never been in the legislature and thrown all those verbal, you know, grenades all the time. And if she can carve that lane for herself, now, then maybe she's got enough time to build that kind of a following. But you're now asking people who already know about Kelda Royce, who already know Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez, already know David Crawley or Fran Hong, to give her a look. And like I said, I mean, that's with who knows who else is going to be getting in this race before all is said and done. So she's got the accomplishments, yes, but she's got a lot of work to do between now and August to get her name ID up and for people to go, yeah, she would be the one, the non-traditional choice that I think we need.
Let's go to the phone lines quickly. Tom McFarland, Tom listening to WMDX out of Madison. Tom, if you can make it quick, please add a comment or a question on the government shutdown in D.C. Tom, are you there? Anybody?
We must have lost Tom, but we do have Troy in Mount Horeb calling about the gubernatorial race.
Troy, Mount Horeb. Troy, what do you got for us, my friend? Quickly.
Hello.
Hey, Troy.
Hello. Hey, can you hear me now?
Yep.
All right. I won't bother you again, Pat, but I have a quick question. So in 2016, the Republican presidential primary had a bunch of candidates and one lunatic, and we ended up with the one lunatic. Are we getting to the point with it in the Democratic primary where we've got five normal candidates and two out there candidates, and we got to be worried about one of them two getting in?
Who are the out ones? Who are the oddballs?
Sternad and Halsey. I would say.
No, I don't think either one has. I mean, Donald Trump had recognition, an oddball, but recognition, and the other two simply do not. They do not have time to build that kind of a base. So, no, I think at this point, if I had to bet a quarter on it, it'll be somebody who's already in the race. But, you know, I always leave room to be surprised.
And, you know,
thanks,
mean,
Troy. Go ahead, Trigby.
Primaries, a lot of it comes down to who can raise resources to be on TV in places that others aren't and
right.
with the volume that they need or in people's Facebook feeds or wherever.
Yep.
So.
Okay.
Always have the experience both on television, radio, and online. Patrick Jerome Kreitlow. You can see him every morning from 6 until 9 on Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Thanks, Pat. We appreciate you.
Thanks, guys. See you later.
All right.
See
come
you,
on
Pat.
Back. Trigby and I will continue talking, take your phone calls next live from Shawnee, Wisconsin. First, the farm news on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Talk of Lacrosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
Catch Farm Report updates throughout the day from the Midwest Farm Report right here on 1490 WLCX.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. The government shutdown will likely last until at least Friday when the Senate reconvenes to consider once again passing stopgap funding bills. Republicans support a short-term measure to fund the government at current levels through November 21st, but Democrats blocked it, wanting to reverse Medicaid cuts in President Trump's One Big Beautiful Bill. House Republican Conference Chair Lisa McClain.
I think as soon as the Democrats begin to get some pressure and feel that heat, I think that they are actually going to come around to, hey, it is a clean CR. Let's do the right thing and fund the government.
Lisa Cook keeps her job for now. The Supreme Court Wednesday declining to act on the Trump administration's effort to immediately remove her as a Federal Reserve governor. The high court will hear the case in January. A suspected gas explosion is being blamed for the partial collapse of a 20-story public housing tower in the Bronx in New York. No injuries were reported. This is ABC News.
The Brewers warming up. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers worked out at AmFam Field as they wait to find out who they'll play Saturday. The Cubs beat the Padres 3-1 in game one of their best-of-three-game wildcard series. Brewers catcher William Contreras had another MRI on his left hand that's bothered him all season, manager Pat Murphy.
You're not going to be able to keep William out no matter what the analysis is of that injury. He's going to play.
NFL, Matt LaFleur on what went wrong in the final minute in overtime that led to the Packers settling for a tie with the Cowboys.
When we're not in two-minute mode and then you jump into two-minute mode, everybody on the field has to know that. And we were operating more of our, you know, no huddle tempo, which isn't warp speed. It's a bad look, quite honestly. And it's just the communication and process have got to be cleaned up because we can't allow that ever to happen again.
That's Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. After his recent suspension and then being put back on the air within a week, Jimmy Kimmel gave an emotional and hilarious monologue upon his return to Jimmy Kimmel Live. Not only was it highly rated on TV, Kimmel's monologue set a record on YouTube. The host's opening segment reached almost 18 million views on YouTube within 22 hours of being posted, making it the most watched monologue in the history of YouTube, according to Variety. A Wheel of Fortune contestant from Connecticut has won the biggest jackpot in the show's history at a little over $1 million. Christina Derevyanik told Ryan Seacrest that if she won the $1 million, she would put in her 2 weeks' notice at work, at which point Seacrest reminded her boss was in the crowd. Derevyanik said she is going to pay off her student loans and buy a house with the money. She also won trips to Japan and Montana before winning $1 million. In addition to all that, she received a hug from the iconic Vanna White. You cannot put a price tag on that. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Farm news that impacts you and your community from the Midwest Farm Report throughout your day on 1490 WLCX.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plentiful clouds of the overnight, light east winds. We'll wake up to temperatures in the mid and upper 50s. Sunshine returning Thursday, and highs will warm into the mid 80s by late afternoon. By Friday, abundant sunshine, temperatures even warmer, reaching the upper 80s. It's 69 at our studios.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Are you Sally Flores, organizing director for the Wisconsin Fair Maps Coalition?
So you're okay with undermining the will of the voter? Great. Just do you see how terrible that sounds? And when I translate gerrymandering to Spanish, it just means manipulating election results. That's exactly what gerrymandering is, but in Spanish, the wow effect, oh my God, even in the U.S., manipulates election results. And I was like, yes. And they have a fancy word for it. They've covered it up with almost unimaginable word.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Heather Williams, she's president of the Democratic Legislative Campaign Committee.
We have our spotlight races. We share them on our website. You can head to dlcc.org. And they are excellent places for people who want to get involved. And frankly, who know that we are not going to win this election on vibes. Like, we have to get out and do the work. And we must communicate with our neighbors, with our community. We must show up for people. Not only do they deserve it, but they expect it.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. Pat Kreitlow.
On Thursday, we'll talk to Amy Pahacek, Secretary of the State Department of Workforce Development, an agency more people are needing here in the Trump economy.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Show live on location in beautiful Shawnee, Wisconsin. Just about a half hour or so drive on west of Green Bay on Highway 29. It's a beautiful, this is what it's about. You understand? We like to be out in Wisconsin. Great to get back out here on location a little bit. Glad to be with you. Going to be talking to a state representative from Northeast Wisconsin, coming up here at hour number two at 3:35. Wisconsin State Rep Ahmad Rivera-Wagner. Talking about housing shortages in the state. And the great thing is he's bringing with him his own legislation as a way to say, hey, I'm not just going to gripe about something. I'm going to bring what I see as at least partly a solution to address this. So that's fantastic. Representative Ahmad Rivera-Wagner will be along in hour two, as well as our green and gold text-to-win trivia. And overhead lighting or lamps? That is the question in hour number two, for what's worse as well. We are joined, continue to be joined, from outside our nation's capital via StreamYard by Mr. Trygve Olsen, River Falls boy hockey player extraordinaire, New York City pizza lover, and senior advisor to the Lincoln Project, Trygve Olsen. And also, we should really get into, I don't want to not get into this, because Trygve, he joined us last week. He was down in Dallas. He took his daughter's great dad, Trygve Olsen, and was down in Dallas at Jerry World for the Packers versus the Cowboys. And it ends in a 40-40 tie. Trygve, you were there. Was it as bad in person as it was on television?
Gave me a headache, Todd.
Well, as a partial owner, you must be very upset about this.
Train going through in the background?
We do. They still have trains in Shawnee County. How about that?
Yeah, all right. It was a wild game, Todd. It was really crazy. And then there was a lot of green and gold in that stadium. And I'd say it was about 50-50.
It sounded like it on television.
We had Packer fans all around us and some Dallas fans. And it was hard to believe. And then, I actually thought the most outrageous part was the fact that they almost lost the game.
Yes.
Because of utter mismanagement at the end. I mean, 1 second, for God's sake. So.
Right.
It wasn't very good. And then, of course, there was a piece of me that was kind of excited, because often you see an extra point blocked and returned by the other team for 2 points. But
not what you want to
see. Yeah, it wasn't good.
Very quickly, because we had other political stuff we'll talk about. But, Mark Tauscher now on ESPN Wisconsin this week, who is the color analyst for Badger football games, former Badger himself, former Green Bay Packer, Mark Tauscher. And we played the cut earlier this week on ESPN Wisconsin, where Tausch said, look, I'm worried. We have a guy like Mark Tauscher saying he's worried. It gives you a little bit of pause. I'm not one of these people that are like, oh, the season's over or whatever. Clearly, in the NFL, a lot easier to have two or three losses and still have a great postseason. But to me, it was much like the Badgers, Trygve. It was the sloppiness. It was the bad special teams play, a very porous defense. Those are the things that worry me more, not just the loss.
Yeah, I wouldn't go overboard on that. I'm less worried about the Packers. In fact, you know, Tauscher, maybe they picked the wrong former Wisconsin boy offensive tackle to be the athletic director.
Why'd you say that?
Why do I say they might have picked the wrong one to be athletic director?
Oh, I thought you were.
I'm sorry. I think the Badgers are. I think Wisconsin Badger football is in way worse shape than the Packers.
Oh, 100%.
Fine.
Yeah. Packers. 100%. What are you making these people calling for? I mean, there are some knuckleheads. Well, I shouldn't say knucklehead. There are people now, you know, saying that LaFleur isn't the right person to get the Packers to a Super Bowl again, and trying to blame this all on him. Do you buy that, or are you not buying that?
No, I think that's foolish. I mean,
all right. No, I agree with you though on the Badgers.
The LaFleur's a good coach.
Listen,
it's two games. You know,
right.
after the first two games, everybody thought, "Oh my God, the Super Bowl is ours. Just hand us the Lombardi Trophy."
Right.
And then, by the way, we saw the Lombardi Trophy that's going to be handed out.
Yeah, that's cool.
Cool.
Yeah.
And then, you know, they lose to Cleveland. The offense didn't look good. Mm. You know, Cleveland's defensive line was really good. And I will say this for the Cowboys. The Cowboys came into that game with a really smart game plan offensively for attacking the Packers.
Yep.
You know, Dak Prescott was not hanging out. There were not a lot of five-step and seven-step drops. He was getting the ball out. And so... No, I think they're going to be fine.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of season left.
Remember that in 2010, when the Packers won the Super Bowl, they had to win the last game to get in the playoffs against the Bears. Right. Everybody was like, "Oh, woe's me, we're done." Blah blah blah.
Packers off this week, have the bye. They're back in action again on Sunday, October 12th, against the Cincinnati Bengals. You can hear it on select stations across the Civic Media Radio Network. Before we get back to politics, quickly go to the phone lines. Dick in Madison, listening on WMDX out of Madison, Wisconsin. Dick, you wanted to say something about the Packers quickly. Go ahead.
Yeah, real quick, I got to clean something up. I told you the other day I was wrong about that 8-0 start. I was right about it, and it wasn't his first season. Holmgren, remember when I told you?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, and then they lost out and didn't even make the playoffs. It was Zicky's third season. And I should have remembered it because a guy I went to high school with and played football with in high school, Bob Woodsett, actually was the guy that hired Mike Holmgren. He was head of
Green Bay or Seattle?
In Seattle.
Yeah, in Seattle, yep. Yeah. No, I appreciate the clarification, but no, I mean, your point is well taken, Trigby. Dick was calling the other day saying, look, I mean, you know, you can't always judge by starts out, Miguel, because once Holmgren went to Seattle, but I appreciate him cleaning that up. So no, I agree that Packers, a lot of season left, a lot of great things still could.
It's not how you start the season, Todd. It's how you end it.
I think exactly right. The way that the Trump administration is starting out, maybe not starting anymore, we're, what, 6-7 months into this second term. But yesterday there was this very curious, to be polite about it, meeting of military leaders, 800 and some odd flag officers and generals at Quantico, Virginia, just outside Washington, D.C. And Pete Hegseth, the Secretary of Defense, former Fox News weekend host, was addressing the troops, not just the troops, but the generals there at this auditorium. And he got off to a rocky... First of all, for those that don't know, Trigby worked for John McCain. You know, obviously, I don't know if there's anybody in the military that got more respect out of anybody than John McCain for spending, what, 5 years, right, in the Hanoi Hilton as a prisoner of war, Trigby?
Long time.
Yeah, but our military folks know when they're in uniform, especially, they're not supposed to.
I believe Todd was saying they're not supposed to make political comments. He can correct me when Elon decides to give him his internet back.
You froze, Todd.
Military officials, particularly when in uniform.
Yes, particularly when in uniform, are not allowed to applaud for partisan political things. I mean, if it's celebrating the United States or whatever, but generally it just doesn't happen. So these leaders, military leaders, are put in a weird position. Here is Secretary Hegseth addressing this group of flag officers, generals, and he insults veterans of our military, particularly our generals.
The new compass heading is clear. Out with the Shirellis, the McKenzies, and the Millies, and in with the Stockdales, the Schwarzkopfs, and the Pattons. More leadership changes will be made, of that I'm certain. Not because we want to, but because we must. Once again, this is life and death.
That was Secretary Hegseth. And just for reference, General McKenzie was a person who warned of the Iraqi threat numerous times. General Milley, of course, saw some of the most combat of any general in American military history, from those that actually follow this and know it. here's another one where he gets into the, I'll call it, mess around and find out. It's better known by another name. Here is Hegseth yesterday at the Pentagon.
Should our enemies choose foolishly to challenge us, they will be crushed by the violence, precision, and ferocity of the War Department. In other words, to our enemies, F-A-F-O. If necessary, our troops can translate that for you.
Of course, it means something we can't say on the air. We'll just say mess around and find out. And finally, this is the way Secretary Hegseth ended his speech to the flag officers and generals at Quantico, Virginia yesterday.
Move out and draw fire, because we are the War Department. Godspeed.
Room, attention.
And just in case you're wondering, at the end, that was not like a rousing, yeah, go. It was whoever the person in charge was calling everybody to stand up at attention and simply stand as secretary left. There was zero applause. Trigvi, we haven't even gotten to President Trump's comments yet, but you worked for John McCain. Your reflections?
Yeah, I just think, you know, I don't know. I don't want to. I have no idea what he would be saying about it. I know he'd have an opinion. That's, you know, and I don't think it would be a positive one, probably. But I think, you know, even this is the thing. Even the calling it, we're gonna call it, we're not the Defense Department anymore. We're the War Department. There is this bravado. There is this screwing around and this desire for chaos. And there's a lot of cosplay in this. I mean, I know Pete Hegseth has served, obviously, but. You know, there's the whole thing about I want generals who are physically fit. That's got to be coming straight from Donald Trump, which is ironic, given that he's the commander in chief and he doesn't meet the 75% physical male threshold that they've set by any means. I think people have to ask themselves: are we about defending our nation, or do you want to be at war, and do you understand what that means, and not all conflicts are going to be what Americans have seen as conflicts. You know, we're headed towards a very bad place. We're like the guy who's walking into the bar looking to start something that, quite frankly, we probably don't want to start.
Let's go to the first cut of President Trump yesterday addressing military leaders at Quantico, Virginia, where he is met with silence as he took the stage.
I've never walked into a room so silent before. This is very... Don't laugh. You're not allowed to do that. You know what? Just have a good time. And if you want to applaud, you applaud. And if you want to do anything you want, you can do anything you want. And if you don't like what I'm saying, you can leave the room. Of course, there goes your rank. There goes your future. But you just feel nice and loose, okay? Because we're all on the same team. And I was told that, sir, you won't hear it. A murmur in the room. I said, we got to loosen these guys up a little bit.
Donald Trump yesterday talking to military leaders. Weird. is certainly one word for it. Come on back. We're live from Shawnee, Wisconsin with Trigby Olson. More after this on the Civic Media.
As Wisconsin as a fish fry on a Friday night, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Tom Tiffany, the Republican congressman representing Wisconsin's 7th Congressional District, has finally made it official. He's running for governor. The election for governor in 2026 is the state's first open race for the office since 2010, and it's sure to invite many candidates to run. And on the Republican side, Tiffany's is the most significant announcement yet. There's a very good chance that he is going to be the Republican nominee for governor at this time next year. If that proves to be the case, it would signify a major shift in the center of power for Republican politics in Wisconsin. For so long, it's been the Wow counties, Waukesha, Ozaukee, and Washington, three of the counties that surround Milwaukee, that have been the Republican stronghold in the state. But if Tiffany is the one on the top of the ticket, it will be the most clear indicator yet of how the party has shifted from more of a suburban one to one where GOP voters are more centered in exurban or rural areas.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba.
You know what I'm a sucker for at a Chinese buffet?
Crab rangoons.
Yep. I'll have about four or five of those things.
And they have cocktail weenies, which is a nice delicacy at the Chinese buffet.
You know, I'm trying to think of a buffet I went to that had cocktail weenies.
Who's eating that?
I don't know.
Even if you have a gourmet recipe at home, you're not making cocktail weenies. You're certainly not eating them when you go to the Chinese buffet.
Yeah.
Kind of weird.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Where working people come to talk. It's the Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join me for an honest approach to the issues American working families care about. No talking points, no focus groups. Get ready for a heavy dose of democracy, fairness, grit, and no apologies. It's current affairs from a working class labor perspective. Facts are center, science is real, and everyone gets a seat at the table. The Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Nobody had to tell your grandparents not to drive while using their typewriters. Why should it be any different for us kids and our cell phones? Distracted driving was the cause of more than 3,000 deaths in 2022. Come on, we're smarter than this. Let's put down the phones and focus on the roads. Drive safe, everybody.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
I ain't as good as I once was. I got a few years on me now. But there was a time back in my prime when I could really lay it down. If you need some love tonight, then I might have just enough. I ain't as good as I once was, but I'm as good once as I ever was.
Welcome back to the Tallow Ball Show, live on location in beautiful Shawnee, Wisconsin. We are just a few blocks away from the Shawnee County Fairgrounds. I don't think Toby Keith ever played here. Maybe he did. But hitherto unknown fact, and Trigby, one of your favorite people at Civic Media, probably your favorite person, because I know I'm not, Terry Barr. Terry Barr is from this
Terry
area.
Barr is...
grew up.
Yes. Well, she's a legend, Todd.
She is a legend, and she grew up here in Shawnee, and she, I think she was at this concert years ago, as was my stepmother, Mary, years ago, before Garth Brooks was Garth Brooks. he played the Shawnee County Fair right before he exploded and became a superstar. And he kept it, even though he was on the verge of exploding, he kept his, as a star, he kept his contract and showed up at the Shawnee County Fair, I think right around the time, like, Friends of Low Places was going to number one. So,
yeah,
there you go.
Yeah, that sounds right. I remember hearing her say that.
Big area for country music here, Trigby.
Well, I don't doubt that. I mean, the thing about Terry Barr is she's not as good once as she once was. She's just legendary.
She's good.
She's like GOAT. Yeah, she's good.
Right. Great.
She's timeless.
She is timeless, and she's always great. You can hear her, of course, every evening from 6 until 9 or a little bit later on WMDX on Max 8 Radio.
Rocking the house.
That's right. You can also catch the program via the Civic Media app if you don't live in the Madison area. And, of course, she does our Slice of Wisconsin. She does the new Wisco Weekend Show out of Green Bay and Oshkosh. She's everywhere. Terry Barr is so we are, and she's kind enough after all that she's won numerous Emmys, but yet still she's willing to be she does our intro every day. So how about
speaking of that part of the state and big name acts who were there just before they hit it big? I think Taylor Swift had a concert in Green Bay,
really,
just before she hit it big too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did not know that.
First one of her first like shows that she did. Yep, I remember reading.
Very
about
good.
That. There was something about because Lambeau Field wasn't on, and she's like, oh, I played Green Bay the first tour I ever did.
Mm. Wow. Yep. That's fantastic. Zomers tells me I might have misspoken. Max Inc. Radio is not every, it's every Saturday night. So I'm sorry, every Saturday night from 6 until the lights go out. Here on the Civic Media Radio Network on VNWMDX. All right, Trigby, any here? I guess just to put a point on this thing that we were talking about earlier with what's happening out in D.C. yesterday with Pete Hegseth and Donald Trump addressing these military leaders. Normally, you and I like to leave people with hope, and I obviously still think there's hope. But this is kind of a dark stuff, Trigby, because I think, my opinion, you've actually taken on authoritarians in Eastern Europe, but tell me what you think. This whole thing of telling military, literally telling them yesterday, if you have a sinking feeling right now as you hear this, then resign. I mean, Hegseth told him that, and Trump saying, you know, this is take on domestic terrorism. You know, the Constitution says all enemies, foreign and domestic, and calling out, Memphis and Chicago and Los Angeles and Portland by name. This doesn't feel good to me, Trigby.
Well, it's pretty abnormal, Todd. And, the thing is, the people who are subscribing to it, yep, those places, they're a disaster. it will be your town eventually, too. Mm-hmm. I mean, the other thing about this is, and this is the thing, could you imagine if Barack Obama had been saying, you know, we need to be sending troops to, wherever,
Shawnee,
USA, Shawnee?
Yeah.
Right.
I very, mean, very red county.
Right. I will also tell you it's ironic because, and, you know, we've, it's, this part isn't ironic, but, you know, as we've been traveling around to go see the Packers play in all these places, right? I love the fact that my daughters are getting to see all these major American cities. Like, we were in San Francisco. You know what? Everybody in that stadium stood up and sang the national anthem and had pride. We were in Dallas, a red state, same thing. There were homeless people all over the place in San Francisco. You know what? There were homeless people all over the place in downtown Dallas.
Yeah.
Like, and we can have a conversation about how sad that is, but you never hear him say, well, we need to deploy federal troops to Dallas.
Right.
Why is that? I mean, this, if either side doing this, it isn't, it's a little bit like the whole thing with Jimmy Kimmel. It isn't about your side. It's about how would you respond if the other side were doing it to you? And if you would be outraged by that, then you should be outraged if your side is doing it. And not somewhere along the way, all this, what about? You know, there's just a piece of me, that's so disillusioned with Generation X the baby boomers. I mean, my God. But what is wrong with Generation X?
That does trick me.
I know. We're going to go down as the worst generation in the history of
you
America.
You think so? The worst?
Potentially. Yeah.
Man.
Because the baby boomers might be the ones who are screwing it all up, but we're the ones who've just gone along for the ride.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, yeah.
Where's our who are the Generation X leaders?
That's a great question.
We haven't had any. We haven't had any. Yeah. And the ones that we've had, what have they done? Paul was one of them.
Paul Ryan.
What did he do? He quit the fight and went went and did a bunch of board stuff because it's like, well, I just don't want to fight with Trump. Cashed out.
Yeah.
We have been so pampered. It's crazy.
Trigby isn't always just good. Sometimes he's always good as well. We appreciate him every Wednesday. Trigby, enjoy the weekend off of the Packers. Go Crew. He's a Twins fan. We'll see you next Wednesday. Thanks, Trigby.
Yeah, you guys are in the playoffs. That's something we don't know about.
That's true. Stay tuned. Hour two is next. Text to win.
Soaring high above lacrosse. This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. We're now into the second day of the government shutdown and the intensifying blame game. The White House warning mass layoffs are imminent. Those who keep their jobs will be working without pay.
The first round of October federal paychecks already went out this week. So luckily, that's done. If the shutdown continues into mid-October, when the next round of federal paychecks set for this month are set to go out, it would delay those paychecks. You're talking about the 14th, 15th, and 16th of this month.
ABC's Jay O'Brien. A flotilla of vessels bound for Gaza to bring much-needed supplies to the blockaded Palestinian enclave will most probably not reach its destination. The Israeli Navy entering the boats, bringing the activists to Israel. The activists are said to be safe. Two Delta Airlines jets colliding at New York's LaGuardia Airport. It happened while both planes were traveling at low speed, one of them having just arrived from Charlotte. One of the pilots said at least one person was injured. This is ABC News. Investigators.